The Minister of Health, Alex Egbefia, continued his visits to some hospitals in the capital to assess the state of affairs. He visited the Kolebu Teaching Hospital, the police, 37 military and Tema General Hospitals, and was overwhelmed by the conditions at these facilities. He entreated the striking doctors to return to work, describing their action as illegal. He gave the assurance that more support will be given the hospitals to forestall any worsening challenge. Natre Soa reports.
The first point of call was the Kolebu Teaching Hospital, where nurses were attending to some patients, but doctors were absent. The outpatient department was virtually empty. The chief executive of the hospital, Dr. Gilbert Bakel, said due to the strike, most patients visit other health facilities to access health care. Dr. Bakel also spoke about the conditions at the hospital.
All inpatient services are being provided to the fullest. No patient in the hospital is being denied care. The outpatients are officially closed, notwithstanding when there are serious situations and cases that come in, we do have doctors who are still on their duty calls and we can call them in to attend to them. The public is aware that the hospital is not functioning. A lot of them don't even come. But the few who are not aware and who believe this is the only place they can come, when they do come, we do have doctors on standby who come in to provide care. Having said that, it's difficult to find an option to replace 500 doctors. And that is the reality of the situation. So we've just appealed to them and they've all, in principle, agreed. And when there's a need to call them to come in, they come in as individuals and provide the services that are required.
At the police and 37 military hospitals, the outpatient department was almost choked with patients with the wards totally filled to capacity. Staff of the two hospitals are on record to be overworking. The medical director at the police hospital, COP Dr. Saidu Muhammad Zakaria, called for the release of funds to mitigate the challenges confronting the hospital.
We put more doctors in our outpatient department and the place is not too congested. We have put beds to take in ill patients and that is what is keeping us look after the patient. We will look after anybody who comes here. We've also had some nurses who have finished their training and are waiting to be engaged to help us. The outpatient, we saw over 600 patients and the admissions, corridors are full of patients on cam beds. The maternity, for instance, they admitted 62. This will normally take only 22 beds.
Staff at the Tema General Hospital took advantage of the strike to clean the facility, especially the intensive care units, general outpatient departments, and adult emergency units. There were no patients recorded at the hospital, but the inpatients were busily being attended to. The head of Department of Public Health at the hospital, Dr. Joseph Donko, complained about the lack of space on the wards. He said, though doctors have been absent, nurses and senior staff are catering for inpatients to forestall any fatality.